Ordinary Average Guy Podcast Show. Hey, everybody. It's the Ken Man, J. Ken, coming at you from the Bucks D. Hootie Studios. And this is the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast Show. Welcome to episode number 4. That is correct. 4 episodes. This one goes out to the one and only Brett Favre. Good old number 4. Brett Favre is my personal non-family member hero. He can do no wrong in my book. I know he was in some hot water there. He still might be in hot water. I don't know. I tend to not read the bad things about my heroes. Just the good things. And that's kind of where I leave that side. I kind of ignore all the bad stuff and just, you know, watch the old clips back in the 90s, 2000s. Brett Favre can do no wrong in my book. And I've said this many times, if I were to turn on the news tomorrow and see Brett Favre driving down old I-43 in a white Bronco, I'm on his side. I'm pretty sure, you know, whoever had it coming. And I will stick to that till the day I die. Anyway, a lot of stuff to talk. Throughout the week, I take notes. You know, I think of something like, oh, that's funny. You know, I should say that on the old podcast. Or, oh, that's interesting. I should mention that on the old podcast. So I take a lot of notes. And I'm not going to lie to you. I have quite a bit of notes here. So hopefully we can get through everything and I can keep this somewhat entertaining. First things first, I know that you're all probably at the edge of your seat wondering how the old weight loss competition is going. We talked about that in episode number 1. And I will tell you that I kind of had a wake-up call on Saturday night. We were out on the town, right? Me and the missus went to a baseball game, 2 baseball games, 2 weekends, 2 baseball games. Look at me, big baseball fan over here. And that being said, if you were to ask me the score of either game, again, I couldn't tell you. had a little bit too much fun, as they say. But one of the guys in the weight loss competition was there, and we were talking about, well, all sorts of things. Not shop, though. We weren't talking shop. I work with the guy. We were out on the town. We're having fun. That's a rule that I have. I don't talk shop. That's for 9 to 5, right? Or you know, whatever hours you work. That's my rule. That's when you talk shop. When you're outside those office doors, that stops right then and there. So he's the guy that likes talking shop, though. So I had to remind him constantly, hey, wait, knock it off. Knock it off. But anyway, he was telling me, see, here's the deal. When I signed up for this weight loss competition, and I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but I didn't know if the other 2 guys were really going to take it seriously, and myself included. It's a year-long competition. It's a long time. And even with the money on the line, it's just a long time to stay motivated. But Zach is his name. He said that he is starting to train for a marathon. He by the time he's a certain age, he wants to be able to run a marathon. So 2 years. And in my state of mind at the time, I stupidly said, stupidly, I don't know if that's a word, I apologize, I'm not a professional at this. I said, I'll do it with you, and I've been kicking myself ever since. I can, I am not looking forward to that. And when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. But man, whenever it came to healthy living, I just, I don't know, I continue to drop the ball year after year. But this is a perfect opportunity, right? You know, but I guess what I'm getting at is these guys are taking it seriously. This is the real deal. This guy's packing, you know, like healthy lunches and stuff. I mean, it's time to go. So 4 weeks in, and I decided, okay, enough of this screwing around. I hit the treadmill. All right, I'm a treadmill. Here, everyone always says that, and this is probably true again because I have no background in health and fitness. But everyone always says, oh, you should lift weights and you should do, you know, like body strength, you know, stuff like that. That'll help you lose weight faster. And I'm sure there's proof behind that, but like my mind just doesn't, I don't know. I just stick to the cardio, I guess. I have no idea. Especially when you're a weight loss competition, because me, with my luck, I would start, you know, lifting weights and just get insanely ripped and jacked, and muscle weighs more than fat, so I'd lose the competition. So that's kind of what, there's a portion of my brain that tells me that. So I just stick to the old treadmill. We have a Peloton too, but I seem to get distracted when I watch those videos. So the treadmill is the way to go for me personally. And you know what? I think I'm going to really, you know, this is 2 years. I have 2 years to train for, and it's not a marathon. I don't know if I said that earlier. It's a half marathon, 13.1 miles. So, but I never even done like a turkey trot or anything. I've never done anything, I should say. So we'll have to see how this goes, but I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it the old college try. What else did we do this week? Oh, I know what we did. I'm pretty proud of myself on this one. We volunteered. Yes, you heard that correct. We volunteered this week, again, through work. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I have a full-time job. I don't do the podcast thing full-time. I don't know if you caught it. I don't know if you saw the subscribers when you watched this or the views. This isn't a full-time gig. I have a normal job. So with those people, we did a volunteering at Feeding America, it's called. And I don't know if that's a national thing or not, but it for sure is. It's in Wisconsin, and there's one in Appleton, and then there's one in Milwaukee. And we volunteered at a Feeding America. And I don't know, man. You ever just like, we went there, and there's these people that volunteer every week. They're just retired. You know, they're volunteering, you know, just giving back to the community. And then we show up, right? And we have this, you know, this whole capital, you know, we're capitalists, right? And we want to do the best, and we want to break records. And we were packing corn on the cob, frozen corn on the cob in boxes. And I didn't realize that we were going way too fast. And these poor guys were just trying to keep up to us. And pretty sure one of the guys was swearing under his breath. But he did say at the very end, he's like, wow, you guys are, he said the F word. He said, you guys are effing awesome. And I made sure to share that with the old team because I thought that was pretty cool. But we volunteered. I signed up for a marathon two years from now. And I also did a bunch of yard work around the house. My yard. So I don't know about you, but I'm the kind of guy who wants a nice yard, right? I want the greenest grass, no weeds, no my daughter the other day goes out and says, oh, Daddy, look at all the pretty flowers. And unfortunately, she was talking about all the dandelions in the yard. And I didn't have the heart to tell her that I was about to kill them all. which was actually probably the low point of my week. Went to a good old Home Depot, and I went to Ace Hardware. That's where I went. Which, as a grown, when I was a kid, and the listeners, when you guys were kids, I don't know if you guys watched Home Improvement with Tim the Toolman Taylor, right? Tim Allen. And he always liked going to the hardware store. And as a kid, you know, whatever, it's just a show. But as an adult, as a man, I will say that going to the hardware store is probably one of the greatest pleasures in life. The other day I went to Ace Hardware. You know, and I like going to the hardware store too. You know, like you can go to Lowe's, you can go to Home Depot, you know, the big box stores. But, you know, I'm a simpleton. I like going to the local guy, you know, and shopping, you know, giving money to the neighbor kind of thing. And I went to Ace Hardware, and I'll tell you what, they know what they're talking about too, right? So I went to Ace Hardware. There's a kid working there, a young kid. And he goes to me, he says, what are you looking for there, sir? And I like that too. He called me sir. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting that age now where I just, I think that's just a thing when you get older, you just automatically turn into an old, I guess, yeah, you do. You turn into an old man. And yeah, what can I help you with, sir? And I was thinking, young kid, you're not going to be able to help me out. You know, I know what I'm looking for. But because I'm not, you know, I want to be a nice guy, right? I'm a guy that waves to everybody, for crying out loud, right? Shout out to episode number 2. I tell him, I'm looking for, if you can lead me to the right direction I'm looking for. At the time, I was looking for, we have a birds. They're building nests in our gazebo. And I wanted to buy those bird spikes. And I saw some online. Again, I didn't want to buy them online. I wanted to buy them at a good old-fashioned hardware store. And I asked him, I said, I'm looking for something like bird spikes, which sounds, you know, which sounds rough. And that's not what they're called. I just didn't know what they're called. And I said, you know, there's some spikes. You put them in stab birds and stuff. So they don't build nests. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, aisle number 3. And then he takes me on number 3. And then and he said, well, is that all you're looking for there, sir? And I said, well, I don't want to quiz this guy a little bit. So I'm like, well, no, I'm looking for like a screwdriver, but not like a regular screwdriver. I want one of those like electric ones, not a drill, but it's like a screwdriver where you press a button and it turns, you know, but it looks like a screwdriver. If you didn't know what it was, you would think it's just a screwdriver, but it actually is mechanical. And he goes, oh, yeah, 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 aisle number 7. Come on this way. So, and I didn't even want the screwdriver. But now I'm like, oh, god damn it. I got to, probably going to have to buy the screwdriver. So we get the screwdriver. Anything else you need there, sir? I said, well, I could use some, like grass seed, but not just grass seed. I want grass seed that has that I don't have to cover up. Does that even exist? He goes, oh, yeah, yeah, aisle number 5 here. Sure enough, this kid knew exactly what it was. And I walked out of there, you know, $100 later, wanting none of this stuff. And, but, you know, that's why you keep your receipts. That's why you keep your receipts. There's a little tip of the week. Keep those receipts. But what I really wanted was another trip that I made to the hardware store was actually Weed and Feed, Scott's Weed and Feed. Not sponsored. Again, but would be. That'd be a dream come true if Scott's would sponsor this. But I went and got some Weed and Feed, and I looked at the weather forecast, and it wasn't supposed to rain. Okay, now Weed and Feed, not all, when I was reading all the bags, they're all not the same. There's some that it's okay, I guess it's okay if it rains. There's some that you don't want it to rain. There, you know, all this stuff. Weed and Feed, you want to put it on a wet grass, and then you want to, pray to God that it doesn't rain for 24 hours. Well, I had it all timed up perfectly. It rained. I cut the grass on, let's say, a Tuesday, knowing that it was going to rain all day Wednesday, right? So I cut the grass. It rains on Wednesday, okay? It stops raining on Wednesday. I come home from work. The grass is wet. I apply the Weed and Feed. And I am just thinking about all these poor little dandelions that my daughter loves oh so much, shriveling up and dying away. And all of a sudden, I go to bed. I wake up the next day, the sidewalk's wet, the road is wet, the driveway's wet. I look at my phone, sure enough, out of nowhere, a rain cloud came and washed everything away. $70 down the drain. And I really want my grass to look good this year. I really want it to look good. And we're off to a rough start. But I, this weekend, here's another thing too. And if you know the answer to this question, please email me and let me know the answer. But I dethatched it. I was talking to my buddy about this. I dethatched the lawn. But what is thatching? Because I never heard, or am I saying this wrong? Is it not dethatching? Because I have, when I bought a lawnmower from a girl once, a woman, and it came with it. I looked it up. It's called a dethatcher. You hook up to your lawnmower, you drag it around the grass, and all the dead stuff comes out, and you sweep it up. But what is thatching? Is this something I should know? Or am I just oblivious? I don't really, or thatch the stuff that you're pulling out? I'm not really sure. And I would really like for someone to please explain that to me. But I dethatched the lawn, got all that crap out of there. And I was looking at the grass today, actually. And yeah, I'll tell you what, it looks, I don't know. It's not as good as the neighbors, but I think with a little TLC, I can get it there. There's just some, you know, the dandelions are pretty much, actually, the dandelions do look like they're withering away. So maybe that rain didn't affect it too much. Maybe I don't know, but they probably put that on the bag to cover their ass, if you will. But the dandelions do look like they're shriveling up a little bit. There's still some, like, I don't know, crabgrass or whatever in there. Hopefully, but I don't know. Fingers crossed. Say a prayer for me that my grass turns out the way I want it to turn out. And who knows? There's always next year, I guess, if that's the end of the day. Oh, I know what else happened today. My little 5-year-old kid, my son, little jerk. My wife, right? You got to keep the wife happy. She wanted me to go outside and water her plants. She bought two ferns, and then she has some other plants in the backyard, and she asked me to water them, and I did. And all of a sudden, my little 5-year-old kid comes walking out there, you know, walking out with his hands in his pockets, you know, and he says, "Hey, Daddy, can I help you?" And I don't know about you, but is there anything better, as a dad anyway, when your son, little son, comes out and wants to help you? Wants to, you know, learn. And I was so proud and happy. And I said, definitely, without a doubt, come here, boy. You know, I'll show you how to work this hose. And, you know, we're spraying stuff. He's like, "You think I could do this by myself?" And something in my mind was telling me not to allow this. But I didn't want to say no to him. You know, that's, you know, he's doing something productive. You know, it's not like he's playing a video game or some crap like that. You know, he wants to help me with the yard work. So I said, "Yes, son, you can spray this yourself." So I gave him the hose. And just like that, he turned on me with the hose, with the biggest smile on his face. And it's not warm out by any means. And the water out of the tap is very cold. And he has the biggest smile on his face, and he sprayed me from head to toe, and I was drenched, and it took everything in me. It took everything in me to just not, first of all, just take the hose back from him and spray him. I mean, this is like, this little shit, you know? I thought he was out here to help his old man, and he had cruel intentions the whole time. And I'm kind of proud of him for having such a mastermind plan, you know. Hey, let me help you, Dad. Just knowing the whole time that I was gonna get sprayed. So I don't know, a little proud of him, I guess. But I don't know. The grass is looking fine. Signed up for a marathon 2 years from now. I actually didn't really sign up, but when I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. All, you know, not all the time, but I'm gonna do this. And I don't know. I really got to start. I'm realizing that these other guys are taking this weight loss thing pretty serious. So I need to buckle down. Okay, I can't. My wife, you know, I'm eating kind of still crappy. I'm kind of watching what I eat as I eat it, right? And my wife's like, you know, you gotta knock it off. And I'm like, why? Why? I got a whole year to do this. And that's when it clicked. She's like, yes, exactly. But eventually, you're only gonna have 2 months to do this. And knowing me, that's exactly what's gonna happen. I'm gonna wait till February, and then I'll try to lose like 50 pounds in 2 months, which is what you don't want to do. You don't want to do that. You want to learn. You want to lose it slowly. And today was the day. I went on the treadmill today. My back is finally healed, so I went on the treadmill today, and we're gonna get to it. Emails. We have a couple. Here's an email right here. So from, I forget when I said this. Was it episode 2? I got an email here from, she calls herself Steph. Not Stephanie, just Steph. And a simple email, how's the Metamucil going? Now, if you remember in episode 2, I talked about how I do take Metamucil. And again, I haven't really been taking this too seriously. I started today taking it 100% serious. But I have been doing the Metamucil thing since I started. And I will say, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Everyone should be doing this. It makes you feel great. And I don't want here's the deal. No more emails about the Metamucil, because I don't want this podcast to be about bowel movements all the time. But, you know, you ask the question, I'll answer the question. It's going great. Cleans you out, makes you feel good, makes you lighter. And I will say, a surprising little benefit is you will save money on toilet paper. I've noticed that not as many wipes are needed when you're on the Metamucil diet. So, Steph, 4 weeks in, Metamucil is going great. You should go. Why don't you go buy some and get back to me on that. Got another message. Oh, and by the way, again, emails, JKen. That's Jackie, Kennedy, Ernest, Nutshell, OrdinaryAverageGuy@outlook.com. And then again, you can also get me on Facebook, the Ordinary Average Guy podcast show on Facebook. And then you can send me messages that way. I have a message here from Holly. Holly wrote me a message. Isn't that nice? Let's see what she says here. Oh, hi, JKen. I have an unpopular opinion for you. Well, all right, perfect, sweet. Okay, what do you got here? I was gifted some chocolate chip cookies from a local bakery. Nice. Again, shop local, right? They look amazing, but there's a huge chunks of salt sprinkled on top of them, on top of every single one of them. Now, I like to think I have a refined palate, but get your nasty salt chunks off my chocolate chip cookies. In quotes, but salt really balances out the sweet flavor. Blasphemy, she says. I'm eating this cookie because I want sweet. When I'm finished, I'll go to the pantry and get a handful of chips on my own. Thank you very much. Well, thanks for writing that in, and very, very nice message. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know if that's necessarily an unpopular opinion, because I agree with you 100%. Now, I'm just thinking about this chocolate chip cookie from a local bakery. We've all had them. You know, you go to the local baker in town, you know, the third generation bakery, right? We all have them. And you see that chocolate chip cookie staring at you. It's like a thicker cookie, right? And you're just thinking about chewing it, and it's chewy and it's gooey, and there's just a right amount of you know, it's just hard enough where you still get that crunch. And I don't know how they do that. You have a crunch, but you still have the gooiness. It's delicious. And you have the big chocolate chips on there. Oh, I'm telling you, maybe I'll have to start taking this diet thing serious tomorrow and go find me a chocolate chip cookie. I'm just thinking about it right now. It's fantastic. But I know what you're talking about, that salt. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care for it myself. It ruins it. And you're absolutely right. If I'm going to eat something sweet, I don't want to balance it out. I want the sweetness. And I'll be honest with you. I think if you're a baker out there, if you bake, don't do the salt thing anymore. Knock it off. It's really, I think it's a bad look, personally, and I agree. It should be outlawed, really. A lot of things that should be outlawed, and that should be on the top. If a president, okay? If Donald J. Trump, getting rid of the salt, no salt on cookies, we're done with the salt. I want sweet cookies. I want big chocolate chips. I want gooey cookies, big cookies. Huge cookie. Now, is that Donald Trump or is it the Cookie Monster? Ooh, cookies. Donald Trump, Cookie Monster. If you're trying to do voices, those are two, like, they're in the same silo. Ooh, cookies. Donald Trump. Big chocolate chip cookie for local. Gotta go local. Gotta go local. And if you think when I do this Donald Trump, and you even if no one's watching, you have to do the hands. You have to do the hands. Otherwise, I don't know. There's something about doing the hands movements that make the voice actually come to life. Got to do the hands. Very important to do the hands. So important. Got to do the hands. Big chocolate cookie. No salt. Done with the salt. I agree. 100%. Another email we got here. So I got a couple emails. This one's going to make the cut here. And when I say a couple, I mean I just got three of them. But this one is from my mom. How nice is that? She actually emailed me twice. Jack's Pizza has really gone downhill. And it has, especially with their how they put the pepperoni. Just come on, just put a little, I mean, no one cares about how they do their job anymore, I feel like. And you can just tell by how, you know, when you get a pizza, everything is right in the middle. Nothing is spread out nicely. And quite frankly, it's sickening. She had another email here. Love the show. There you go. Donald Trump impression was pretty good. The south border of Wisconsin, hilarious. that was. I enjoyed saying that. That was fun. I would have loved you playing the video of Joe snoring on the show. I did take a video of that, and I should have played it. But that would have blew out all your speakers. So, you're welcome. Uh-oh, she's giving me some ideas. Other ideas. Grandpa stories. Grandpa falling asleep while driving the truck. Yeah, that's a story. I don't know if that's a story that would do well on the podcast. So it's kind of one of those things you got to know them kind of thing. But I will say, okay, here's some things. So my grandpa, 83 years old or whatever. And great guy. Love him to death. But he has this thing, right, where he always So first of all, he's 83 years old, right? Different times. He says things that you probably shouldn't say, right? You know what I'm saying, right? We all got grandpas. But there's some things that he corrects you on when you say it wrong. And it's so, like, for example, at noon you eat something. What are you eating? I would say that 90% of us would say we're having lunch. Well, he calls that dinner. Okay, you know where I'm going with this. So if it's noon, like, cause he used to own a farm, and when I was a kid, I used to help him out on the farm all the time, and I would say, "Hey, Grandma said it's time for lunch," and he goes, "Lunch? What's that?" Just like, God, dinner. You know, and 30 years later, it's the same thing. You know, we go out for, Mother's Day is coming up. We're probably going to go out to eat for that, you know, around the noon hour. And we're going to go get dinner. But majority of the people call dinner the meal you eat in the evening. But he calls that supper, you know, and he's not wrong. But I don't think to him, a lunch is a snack. So if you have a quick apple or something like that, a banana, a nutty bar, that's lunch. That's a quick lunch. Grab a quick lunch. But if you have a meal, that's dinner. Another thing he always says is, we always wear hats, right? Hats, baseball hats, you know, Milwaukee Brewers hat, you know, or something like that, baseball hat. But technically, baseball cap. They're technically, and maybe you didn't really know this, and you've been calling it hat your whole life, it's actually technically a cap, and that is a big thing. So if I'm wearing a cap on my head, you know, usually I'll call it a hat, and mostly people do. But then, you know, I'll be walking around with a hat / cap on, and you're like, "Hey, what are you wearing on your head there?" I'll be like, "Oh, just a new hat I bought." He goes, "A hat? What are you, a cowboy?" "No, I meant a cap. A cap." You know, and so that's the things he gets really upset about. But the one thing that he says that I just can't, I just can't do it. I just can't say it, is if you're eating, and I don't know why he makes such a big deal about this, probably because it makes me so makes everyone uncomfortable. But if you are eating a hot dog, right? And like right now, for example, I'm trying to cut the calories, you know, cut the carbs. So I'll have a hot dog without the bun. And he'll say, "What are you eating there?" And I'll be like, "Just a hot dog without the bun." He goes, "What's that? A hot dog without the bun? That doesn't exist. A hot dog is the bun and the wiener. The meat, you know, the wiener." And he's not wrong. But I have a hard time saying, like, I have a hard time saying I want a wiener. That's what he'll say. "I'll just take a wiener." And, you know, like, hey, you know what? It's 2024. I shouldn't have a problem saying that, but I do. And I have a big problem saying that. I can't go to a restaurant and just be like, "Hey, I'll just have, I don't want a bun. I just want a wiener, a nice big wiener. And ask the chef in the back," and you might have to ask a couple people what kind of wieners they have, because I want a wiener with the skin on, and I want it to be big. And it doesn't necessarily have to be long, but I like the thick wieners with the skin on it. If you can get me one of those, I'll be tickled pink. Yeah, doesn't it just sounds weird. So anyway, that's what she's getting at. My grandpa's got these weird quirks about him. And the hell wiener thing is just, I'll say cap, I'll say dinner, but I'm not going to say I want a wiener. I'm not saying it. I'm not doing it. So anyway, that's what she's getting at about that. So those are the emails this week. Again, please send your emails, send your messages. Be part of the show. I mean, that would be, out of everything I do on this show, that's probably the most fun part, is reading comments and reading emails and messages. And like I say, it's still pretty early on here, so I'm not getting a lot of them. So if you send me something, there's a very, very, very high, dare I say, 100% chance that's going to get read on the air. So if your dream was to have an email read online on the podcast network, send them on over, ladies and gentlemen, at jkenoag@outlook.com. That's Juniper. Okay, let's start this over. jkenoag@outlook.com. That's Juniper Kite. Enormous. Naval. Navy. Ordinary Average Guy at Outlook.com. And again, you can find me on Facebook.com at the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast Show. All right. The Unordinary Opinion this week. So the show, you know, and I think I'm going to stick with the Unordinary Opinion. You know, because I was thinking about this. The show, the podcast is called Ordinary Average Guy Podcast Show. So it's kind of funny when I call the segment Unordinary Opinion. You know, I didn't really think about that at first. But now I'm kind of like, maybe I'll just stick with that. Maybe I'll just stick with Unordinary Opinion. The last 2 weeks I've been going, trying to be positive. I've been saying things like how I like Little House on the Prairie, how I like waving to people, and trying to be all, you know, like, likable. But this week I'm going dark. This week I'm going with something that I don't like, that everyone seems to like, and that is fruit. Okay? I'm done with fruit. And what's funny about this is that everyone's all like, oh, you're trying to be healthy. You got to eat more fruit. And I'll be honest with you. And please write to me if you know. But I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos, and everyone always says that, no, before I go further, vegetables, in a weird, weird twist. I never liked, like when I was a little kid, I didn't eat vegetables. I didn't eat fruit. You know, like maybe the occasional strawberry, you know what I'm saying? But most often that was squished between a Pop-Tart. So I didn't eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. Nowadays, I actually do enjoy vegetables. At work, they have a tray of vegetables all the time, like carrots and broccoli and cauliflower and celery. I don't care for the celery. Broccoli's in third place. I don't mind it. It's in third place, though. But I really enjoy broccoli and carrot. I don't even need the dip. I eat them raw. Like, I actually somewhat enjoy them. But when it comes to fruit, I just think it's overrated. First of all, it's packed with sugar. And now you're all saying, it's natural sugar. It's natural sugar. It's not added sugar. And I'll be honest with you, until an actual chemist comes to me and tells me the difference, the actual difference between added sugar and natural sugar, to me, sugar is sugar. And I don't understand, you know, like, I'm not talking about sugar. Like, if you, I don't want to get into this thing. I'm just saying, to me, sugar is sugar, dude. Like, when I was on a health kick, like on my 17th health kick, because I've been on like 37 of them, on my 17th health kick, I got real into fruit smoothies, which, of course, I love a fruit smoothie. But I just don't like eating fruit. But I like a fruit smoothie. So I'd make these fruit smoothies. wasn't losing weight. You know, and as a matter of fact, I just wasn't really feeling good. And somebody's saying, well, yeah, because you're having too much fruit, you know, too much sugar. We're right there. Case closed. Too much fruit's bad for you. So then I'm like, well, I'll just eat an apple. Well, every time I eat an apple and you bite into it and you get all the juices all over your face and you're all sticky because you got all the juices flying down your hand, right? And then, you know, bananas. I'm so done with bananas. My wife, you know, she's like this health, you know, like I give it to my wife. My kids, right? They, you know, they're me. They're me through and through. But they do have good eating habits. For example, on Saturday, I took my boy to flag football, and on the way home, I got him a donut at the gas station. If you're not from Wisconsin, you're probably like, ugh, donut from a gas station? Girls. But if you're from Wisconsin, you know, Quick Trip, and that's a whole other, I gotta talk about Quick Trip, man, because I'm the biggest Quick Trip fan there is. I am pro Quick Trip till the cows come home, man. I love Quick Trip, and their bakery is delicious. So I got my boy a donut from Quick Trip, and on the way home, he didn't eat it all. And I'm looking at the donut, thinking, "Hey, Daddy O is gonna get the rest of this donut. Sweet." So I make a comment. I'm like, "Hey, you done with that donut? You want me to hold on to that donut for you, there, boy?" And he goes to me, "No, I'm just saving it for later." I was utterly shocked that those words came out of my offspring. That is something that I never have done in my life, was held on to food for later. But that's all my wife. My wife is you know, she's doing a great job at raising these kids, and she could use a little help. I don't know. I could do better. But anyway, like another thing, at nighttime, right? We're watching Bluey, right? Episode 2, right? And the kids are like, "We want a snack." So, you know, okay, well, what do you want? Like Skittles or something, or like Gushers, or what do you want? And they're like, "Oh, I want an apple. I want a banana." And I'm just like, "What the hell is going on here? That's not a snack. That's something that parents force their kids to eat. That's not a snack that you willingly ask for." But God bless them. And the credit goes to my wife. The credit goes to my wife. Like I say, if they're asking for a snack, you know, the healthiest thing I would ever give them is a granola bar. The chewy kind, not even the crunchy kind, you know, like the chewy one with the sugar. Anyway, I'm just done with the fruit. Bananas, anyway, my wife buys these bananas. So she buys bananas, they're green bananas, okay? So you gotta wait a little bit till they're yellow. Cause I don't like green bananas. It's just disgusting, gross. Well, anyway, so I'm watching these bananas, cause I am trying to eat healthy, right? And, you know, they're green, right? So the next day I wake up, they're not green anymore, but they're not yellow. They're like gray. They went right from green to gray. And I've like, what the? I'm done with this fruit, man. Give me something that is going to, you know, with a long shelf life. You know, God bless the people that came up with the stuff that, like, the creator of a Twinkie. God bless them. On the shelf forever. You don't ever have to worry about it going bad. The expiration date doesn't even matter. But fruit is just like, I don't know. It's just, I'm done with it. I don't like eating it. Very rarely. We throw more fruit away than we eat. And my kids, my wife, they eat a lot of it. And we still end up throwing away a ton. Because it just like goes bad so quickly. You know, you just can't keep up with it. So, you know what? For all you fruit lovers, for all you fruit loving hippies out there, go suck a big one, because fruit sucks. There, I said it. Peace. Unordinary Opinion, episode number 4, Fruit Blows. Okay. All right. So, last segment of the show. I hope you're enjoying the show this week. I'm having a good time. I've been fun. So hoping you have fun too. And I've been noticing that, like, cause I got to listen back to these shows to make sure I don't like screw up anywhere. And even though my editing skills are very, 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 very limited, I'm learning to tweak a thing here and there. So I listen back. I've been noticing that usually these shows get good around. I mean, I'm not saying they're good. I'm just saying they feel like they're better, like around that 23 minute mark, and where I get maybe a little more comfortable and I just start talking and having more fun. So I don't know. Hopefully as I get better, the whole show is good. And I hope you enjoy the whole thing. But I just, so if you're ever wondering, just stick with me for those first 23 minutes. Okay, just stick with me. I promise it'll get better. So this week, ladies and gentlemen, song of the week. And boy, oh boy, do we have, I mean, we definitely, it's rainy. Don't get me wrong, it's raining like every other day, which is a real thorn in my side for a lot of reasons, work-related. I work construction, so, you know, I don't actually do anything in the field, I do work for a construction company, so, yeah, you could say I work construction. Anyways, the weather just sucks. Also, it washed away all my weed and feed. But when it's not raining, like today, for example, oh boy, we're talking windows down, radio up weather for sure. And this week, there was a song came on the radio that I genuinely enjoy. And as soon as I heard it again, I mean, I heard it a million times, and as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, beautiful song of the week. This is a song, again, it's by a band that I would call not southern rock, because they were big in the, this band was big in the 90s, and obviously when you think of southern rock, you think of like Lynyrd Skynyrd, Allman Brothers, Molly Hatchet, you know, things like that. This is, you know, they came after that. But they definitely have a blues influence, and they have some songs that are real, real fun, and they're fun to listen to. They're fun to sing along to. They're jammers. This particular song is acoustic. It's really acoustic driven. So if you really like those acoustic driven songs, this is right up your alley. The rhythm is just, fantastic. Like, this is, if you're playing acoustic guitar like I do, you know what I'm saying? This is a song that I would love to learn, and I just always forget to learn it, but I do want to learn it because it's a great song. The singing, the voice, this guy's voice is just, it's just a good song all around. The rhythm, there's some leads in there, lead guitar, that means, and then the guy's voice is just wonderful. The band is The Black Crowes, okay? The Black Crowes, Chris Robinson and Rich Robinson are brothers. They formed this band in Georgia in like the 80s, right? And in 1990, they came out with their a record that was the record that kind of shot them to fame. The record is, of course, Shake Your Money Maker, which is a great title of an album, I think, personally. But there's a song on there called She Talks to Angels. And I know you know this song, and if you don't know the song, look it up. And then it's going to be one of those deals where it's like, oh, yeah, I know this song. But seriously, so I'm a sucker for lyrics, right? So I believe that if you have fantastic lyrics, but you're... like the music isn't, you know, I'm not saying like there's some bands that are just incredible musically and their lyrics are, yeah, so, and they're good. But then there's bands that their music is kind of basic, right? Just the, you know, just the old cowboy chord, C, A minor, E minor, G. Look at me talking all smart. Look at me. Look, I read a book. I read two books. And, but their lyrics are phenomenal, right? And to me, the lyrics are superior to, if you want to make a great song, lyrics are most important. Personally, that's my opinion. Well, this song has them both. It has great lyrics, and it has great music, and it's phenomenal. And there's some I would say that my favorite line ever in a song is in this song, and it's in the first verse, and it's she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family. And I always heard that verse or that line, and I just was like, that's the coolest line I've ever heard in a song. And I was reading the lyrics, and it's just, you know, it's about obviously it's about a woman, right? And a troubled woman that you know, going through hard times. There's another line in here too. I mean, it's just great lyrics. There's a smile when the pain comes. The pain gonna make everything all right. Isn't that just like hit you hard, man? I don't know, dude. That song's fantastic. When you listen to next time you listen to it, hopefully it's like right away. Listen to the guitars. The guy's voice is out of this world. Chris Robinson. And obviously the songwriting is phenomenal as well. Okay. I rambled on way too long. Again, about 51 minutes too long, am I right? Hey, we're telling jokes here. That's my Ronnie Dangerfield. Is it good? You like it, Ronnie Dangerfield? Hey, no respect around here. Not good. Not good, Jake Kenny. Gotta work on the Ronnie. Gotta work on the Ronnie. next week, I'm guessing we're going to do a Mother's Day recap. Hoping anyway. I really hope I knock Mother's Day out of the park. That's a big one for the moms. So I hope that I knocked it out of the park. And next week we'll talk a little bit about Mother's Day and rest about the week. And again, send those emails. Send those messages. We'll have another great unordinary opinion and another, I think, fantastic song of the week. Keep it classy. Later.